From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County 1st District Supervisor Rex Bone says he and his counterparts are trying to arrange having a PG&E official talk about the county's energy infrastructure and why the utility hasn't equipped the county to function on independent power when needed. Bone says plans are still in the works in part because Humboldt's not the only county making such a request. According to the Redwood Times, a letter sent to the utility reads in part, "One of the biggest questions this county has is why PG&E didn't put a plan in place to develop a dedicated grid for Humboldt County when the new power plant was being constructed." Well, special agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force this week pulled a vehicle over on Highway 299 near the Glendale exit. They had determined that one of the occupants, 56-year-old Aaron Nelson, is distributing heroin throughout the county. Through their investigation, they were able to secure a search warrant for Nelson and the vehicle. During the stop, agents detained Nelson without incident. Also in the vehicle, 38-year-old Kathleen Mellon and 57-year-old Paul McElroy. When agents searched Nelson's vehicle, they found nearly a pound of suspected heroin packaged for sale. Agents also found digital scales, packaging material, and other drug paraphernalia. Mellon and McElroy were cited and released on their own recognizance. Nelson taken to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. California Department of Motor Vehicles alerting customers the Eureka Field Office is changing locations later this month. The current office at 322 West 15th Street will close at noon Friday, November 15th. A temporary office will open at 9 a.m. Wednesday, November 20th at Bayshore Mall, Suite 906 on Broadway, while the DMV looks for a permanent office location. The Eureka Field Office currently opens at 7 a.m. every weekday, except for Wednesday. With a new location, the office will open at 8 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. It will continue to open at 9 a.m. on Wednesday and close at 5 p.m. each day. Well, HSU is hosting the Bigfoot Zombie Apocalypse Scavenger Hunt on Wednesday, November 13th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The scavenger hunt begins on the quad, where students will be given a map leading them to 7 campus departments and offices. Each will highlight their services and resources and hand out preparedness-related gear like a solar lantern, paracord bracelet, and water purification tablets. School officials say students will receive safety information, plus suggestions on apps for updates on weather and ocean conditions, as well as emergencies, including NOAA Weather Radar, Rave Guardian, and the Red Cross. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.